You are about to hear the best of Radio 8 Ball on Alternative Talk 1150 AM. This episode was recorded on
July 5th, 2007,
with our musical guest,
Essie Jane, and author Daniel Pinchbeck.
Regardless of when this episode was recorded, you are hearing it now, or are about to, and you would do yourself a profound service to invest what you are about to hear with all the intention you can muster.
It's 2 p.m. and the stars are aligned, so it must be time for the Radio 8 Ball Show with Andras Jones.
Welcome to Radio 8 Ball, the Pop Oracle, where we answer questions by picking songs at random and interpreting these randomly chosen songs as the answers to the questions, like picking musical tarot cards. My name is Andras Jones, and I'm the host of Radio 8 Ball. I like to think of this show, whether it's on the radio or live on stage, as calisthenics for the part of our mind that recognizes synchronicity. Synchronicity, after all, is not a sporadic phenomenon. It's a constant, and sometimes we notice it. When we do get present to synchronicity, our lives become richer and more fun. And when we use music as an interface, well, that's just plain groovy. I invite you to play along by investing all of the questions asked today with your own intentions. And if you ask a question, please be generous to yourself and to those who are participating with you and ask a question which truly moves you. That's the only rule, sincerity. I demand your sincerity as a listener and as a participant. Today's musical guest is singer-songwriter Essie Jane, and later in the show we will be joined by author and journalist Daniel Pinchbeck. And of course, we'll be taking your calls and letting you know about other ways that you can participate in this experiment that we call Radio 8 Ball.
This hour of the Radio 8 Ball show on Alternative Talk 1150 AM was brought to you by the Olympia Cloud Council, providing overcast skies to the state capital since 1970.
Where do you get cutting-edge information that's free from the gloom and doom of the mainstream media? Reality Sandwich is a web magazine for these times of intense transition. We cover sustainability to shamanism, alternate realities to alternative energy, holistic healing to visionary technologies, helping to build the world we all dream of. Check out news, art, essays, interviews, podcasts, and more from contributors like Daniel Pinchbeck, Douglas Rushkoff, DJ Spooky, The Yes Men, and Radio 8 Ball's own Andras Jones. Just go to realitysandwich.com and help us evolve consciousness bite by bite.
And by
Susan Jones, sweltering in Boston, Massachusetts. Hope you're cooler there.
And welcome back to Radio 8 Ball, where we answer questions by picking songs at random. Our musical guest on today's show is Essie Jane. Welcome to Radio 8 Ball, Essie Jane.
Thank you for having me.
And you're here with Patrick Glynn.
Hi. No, is this thing on?
And so now you understand how Radio 8 Ball works, right?
I do indeed, yeah.
You've got a list of 8 songs numbered 1 through 8.
I've got my list.
And then people are going to ask questions, pick a number, and then you'll play the song that's next to that number on the list.
I will do.
Okay, great. So I'm going to start it off by asking a question, and okay. I haven't seen your list.
Okay.
And
I'll hide it from you then.
I know this is radio, so you're just going to have to trust me, but I don't rig divinations. It's pointless. You know,
right.
The whole point is to be surprised and inspired. And, you know, if you cheat a divination, the only one who loses is you. So, so here's my question.
All right.
So I am currently involved in a project with 3 other men, mm-hmm. and 2 of them have what seem like unresolved issues with each other, and they seem to be slowing the progress of our group. So what can I do to support them and get the group back on track? And I would like song number 8.
All right.
Okay. Song number 8 from Essie Jane. And when it's over, we'll come back and figure out what it means.
This song is called Understand.
It shook and left us both alone, and I would like to understand. I'm not hopeless yet. I'm not hopeless yet. I showed you all the worst I had and more, but now I hold my hand outstretched. I'm not hopeless yet. I'm not hopeless yet. Ooh, I'm not asking for the easy escape in a ways that will raise up again. Ooh, I am asking for the way to be clear, so your head over here to my side of the star. Close, they left this sound. I'm not hopeless yet. I'm not hopeless yet. Ooh. For the easy escape in a ways that will raise up again. Ooh, I am asking for the way to be clear, so your head over here to my side of the story.
And the name of that song was
Understand.
Understand from Essie Jane. And that was the answer to my question about the two guys who are involved in this group project that I'm involved with. And basically what I can do to support them to resolve their issues and to get the group back on track. And there were a few lines that there... Well, first of all, I thought it was... I like the idea that it's not hopeless yet. The Oracle, Pop Oracle, seemed to be giving me a little bit of encouragement there. And
I thought about that the second I sang it. I was like, okay.
Yeah, it was good. And there was something about that line about showing the worst I had and the worst I had and more. Something about maybe that this is, you know, that this is part of the process for the group, is that, you know, that as you get closer to people and you're working more closely with people, you start to see what, you know, the stuff that people don't show you when you first get to know them, their first impression face.
And yeah, that's with any relationship, isn't it? You always, like, you end up showing everybody, like, the worst you've got. And that, and then some more
and
on top
more
of that.
On top of that.
And once you've seen that side of somebody, it's like, okay, well, I've seen the worst it can possibly be, so you can't go any further down.
And that line about not asking for the easy escape, that also struck me. Like, that, you know, that's sort of what I'm saying, is I'm not asking for it to be resolved in a way that's sort of like putting up with it or just letting things go, but being willing to get into the messy work that might have to be there to resolve stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious I'm always curious the context shift that happens when we ask the question and get the answer from the song. It sort of changes the way, it changes the meaning of the song a little bit.
Yeah, completely.
But what was the original intent of the song?
It was actually, it's the idea of it was almost exactly what you're talking about. Like, you can, in a relationship with anybody, you can get to your absolute lowest point possible, but it's like, it isn't hopeless to get it back to where it was. And not only is it not hopeless to get it back to where it was, but it's also not hopeless to get it back to a place that's incredible that it's never been. You know what I mean? Like, once you've seen the dark side, if you want to call it that, of other people, I feel like it enables one to see the light side of them as well, which I think you kind of miss. If you don't see any of the dark or any of the light, then it's just not true people. It's people aren't real.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Everybody's false if everybody's perfect. You know what I mean? I really believe that.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
And that, my friends, is how Radio 8 Ball works. So please stay tuned for more musical divination with Essie Jane and our guest, Daniel Pinchbeck.
See and hear today's Radio 8 Ball guest, Essie Jane, live in concert. Friday, July 6th at the Sunset Tavern in Ballard. Essie Jane will be joined by lush Portland popster Southerly.
Stuck on the street, watch debris pass my feet.
Show starts at 7 p.m. Information at sunsettavern.com.
When Radio 8 Ball isn't on the air, I like to visit the online oracle at radio8ball.com, where there's always an answer, and sometimes I can sing along with it.
Oh, person, person, we're really missing you. It breaks all of our hearts to know that you just want to come on home. So come on home, the telephone, it just doesn't seem to do.
Who or what is Shmushkin?
Yeah, Mr. Andy Shmushkin, this is my seventh call.
Discovered by comedian Andy Dick, and often described as a cross between James Taylor and Lenny Bruce, Shmushkin is a mysterious folk icon who calls what he does women's music. Listen as he delivers his audacious paeans to the goddess with one of the sweetest voices you'll ever hear.
So long ago.
Currently living in exile, Shmushkin can be heard at www.myspace.com/Shmushkin. Please do your part to make America safe for Shmushkin, and one day he will return.
This is Sandman the Rapping Cowboy, and Radio 8 Ball taught me to ride bull.
News, traffic, and weather? Now you can get your information fixed weekdays on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
And welcome back to Radio 8 Ball, where we answer questions by picking songs at random and interpreting the randomly chosen song as the answer to the question, like picking a musical tarot card. I'm your host, Andras Jones, here with singer-songwriter Essie Jane, and on the line from the far East Coast, we've got author and journalist and good friend of mine, Daniel Pinchbeck. Welcome to Radio 8 Ball, Daniel.
Thanks very much. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's good to have you here. So we're going to just jump right into the divination. And I want to invite you to ask a question that's important to you, that you'd like to see what the Pop Oracle has to say about.
Okay, my question is, how do I seek the next level of my own spiritual initiation?
How do you seek the next level of your own spiritual initiation? And would you pick a number between 1 and 8 that is not 8?
6.
6. Okay. And your answer is now going to come from Essie Jane and her good friend Patrick Glenn, who's playing guitar. And they're getting...
All right. Well, Daniel, your answer to the title of the song is called No Mistake.
Okay, here it comes.
Did we get here knowing the future, or have we only just begun? You could say there was a but I see them tied in one. There's no mistake in this. I want you. There's no mistake in, no mistake in this. You want me to. Adjusting to our climate in the time before the end. It's so hard to break the habit that we didn't need this change. There's no mistake in this. I want you. There's no mistake in this. You want me to. There's no mistake in. There's no mistake in, no mistake in this. You want me to.
And again, the name of that song was...
No Mistake.
No Mistake, from Essie Jane. The answer to author and journalist Daniel Pinchbeck's question, what does he have to learn for the next level of his spiritual initiation? Is that correct, Daniel?
Mm-hmm.
So... was there an answer that you got right away out of that you'd like to share with us, or do you want to hear what I think first?
Let's hear what you think.
Okay. Well, it's interesting. Knowing your writing, the line that really jumped out at me is, we're adjusting to our climate in the time before the end, as your work deals with issues of impending radical shifts in climate and consciousness and the way that those are together. So that made me... think about you, mm-hmm. right off the bat. And the line, did we get here knowing the future?
Mm-hmm.
That it made me think of you in a way that the path that you're walking is, I don't know about preordained, but that pre-chosen. And it mm-hmm. made me basically it seemed like a lot of encouragement that you are on the right path. And then that whole thing about I want you and you want me too, again, it made me feel like your higher self is in alignment with who you are now, and that there's a reciprocal relationship, and that you're moving towards each other, both desiring, you know, that you're the two sides of yourself are desiring each other.
Mm-hmm.
All very, you know, it's interesting, Essie, your songs have sort of a somber quality to them,
mm-hmm.
but both of the answers so far have seemed very actually life-affirming and positive,
mm-hmm.
in an interesting way. What did you think, Daniel?
Yeah, that sounded about right. I mean, obviously the title in itself is kind of encouraging.
Mm-hmm.
I
mean, that's one of the ideas that's here on Radio 8 Ball, that we try and play with here on Radio 8 Ball, is that it's impossible for this not to work. Synchronicity
mm-hmm.
being what it is,
mm-hmm.
you're always going to get the right answer. You might not always know it. You know, it's sort of like you're always going to be like there's no such thing as bad advice. And if you ask for advice, you get the advice that you deserve.
Mm-hmm.
And you
mm-hmm.
can choose to change. You know, it could be a reflection of... you may not have to follow the advice that you're given, but the advice
mm-hmm.
you're given is always the advice you deserve.
Mm-hmm.
So there are no mistakes. Is there a way right now, I'm just curious with you, Daniel, is there anything that you're feeling like is a mistake? Like you're wondering, did I make a mistake here, or questioning yourself in that way?
Good question. Not so much, I guess. I mean, you know, there's some sort of private and personal matters which you actually know about, I think, in my recent past.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of accept that as just part of the karmic puzzle for the time being.
It's also, too, I think, that the question you asked was, how do you take the next step in your... And you said your spiritual evolution, am I right? Or was it...
Initiation.
Initiation.
Same idea.
So, you know, moving to next levels and so forth, and kind of, you know, taking steps up in kind of consciousness and awareness. And in the song as well, it said, like, you know, it's very hard to break the habits that you know you need to change. And that's like the sum up of the lyric I said, putting it into more of the sort of third person. And so I wonder that whether there was something in that, like perhaps there's something that you might need to let go of in order to... get to kind of the next stage of the journey, you know what I mean? Be that a habit you have or you know, a place you're at, or you know what I mean? I'm just throwing
mm-hmm,
that out
mm-hmm,
there
mm-hmm.
because I think like you always have to let go of something, whether it's a way of being or acting, or you know, in order to, you know, climb the staircase, as it were. So I mean, I'm just throwing that out there. For some reason, when I was singing the song, that line stood out to me. So I was like, well, I should talk about it then, make sure.
Well, the beautiful thing about this is, I mean, this question that Daniel asks is one that is a universal question. And we're each going to put our own thing into it. The listeners who are out there listening to this on the radio, although there may be curiosity about what is the next level of Daniel Pinchbeck's spiritual initiation,
mm-hmm.
Probably more present for most of us is what is the next level of our own spiritual initiation. And it's interesting when you listen to a song with that question and intention out there, that that song is going to have a different meaning and a different answer for each of us, even
oh,
though
yeah.
it's the same song. And so what you get out of it as you're listening to it and thinking of Daniel's question, you get a powerful, different little view into maybe what your next step is.
Yeah, for some reason, playing that song today, like that line completely stuck out. So, you know, yeah, maybe it's a message for me as well. You know what I mean?
You have been listening to a rebroadcast of Radio 8 Ball on Alternative Talk 1150 AM. For more on Radio 8 Ball, please visit our site at www.radio8ball.com. I'd like to thank
Essie Jane, Daniel Pinchbeck,
and of course, our engineer, Eric Ryder. Until next time, I'm your host, Andras Jones, wishing you lots of spine-tingling synchronicities, connections with the natural world, and all the inspiration you can handle.